So one of the big questions I get is, can I do a podcast using an iPad? And the purpose of this recording is to kind of find out what the quality of the iPad is for podcasting, because it would be ideal to run around with an iPad and interview people wherever you are or wherever you feel like capturing some thoughts. So for the sake of this comparison, I am going to be using an iPad 3G. This is a third generation iPad. It's pretty fast. The application that I'm using to do this is Quick Voice Pro. And I'm currently recording onto my computer as an introduction, so you can kind of get used to my voice right now. And I am using an Audio Technica AT2020 to make this recording right now. So in the next recording, and I'm about to start right now, I'm going to go ahead and test various microphones and various sound levels inside the iPad to see which one sounds the best and to see if the quality level is sufficient for podcasting. And in this recording, I've gone ahead and powered up the iPad and I've powered up the application Quick Voice Pro. And I'm currently talking into the iPad using its default microphone. That is, I don't have anything plugged in. I don't have any kind of wired microphone plugged into the headset. I'm just talking out loud inside a room, and I'm just trying to capture my voice using the microphone that sits at the very bottom of the iPad in order to see what the quality level sounds like. Okay, so I've gone ahead and plugged in a white headpiece into the top of the iPad. This is the default cord that ships with an iPhone and possibly, I believe, with the iPad. I'm not too sure if it comes with the iPad anymore because it's been so long since I unboxed this thing. But essentially, Apple provides you with a headset that has a microphone attached to it, and that's what I have plugged into the iPad right now. And I'm talking into it, and at this moment, it's just kind of dangling from my ear. And it's dangling down, and then it's coming back up to the iPad on my desk. So it is sitting below my jaw, about maybe, let's see, about 1 inch below my jaw, and just hanging down from my earpiece. Now, if I bring it up slightly, which I'm doing right now, and if I bring it parallel to my jawline, and if I hold it up with my fingers, then the sound quality is going to change just a little bit. And you can kind of pick up that difference. But essentially, this recording is done with the white headpiece that ships with an iPhone. And again, I'm not sure if it ships with the iPad, I don't remember, but it's plugged into the top headset port and I'm just talking into it casually. I'm not holding it in front of me, I am holding it out to the side right now. And then I can also drop it down like this to the very bottom so you can hear the difference between my tone and my volume. And in this final recording, I went ahead and plugged in the AT2020 into the bottom of the iPad and I used an adapter, a USB adapter to a iPhone plug. On the bottom, it's a little tiny white square that you plug in your USB AT2020 into, and then that plugs into the bottom of your iPad. And I'm talking into the AT2020 to see how the sound quality is when I'm talking into an iPad. I suspect when I come back to the results that this is going to be the best sounding recording of them all. The AT2020 tends to capture your voice in a very warm light, and it tends to sound very conversational and just welcoming. Whereas talking directly into the default microphone tends to sound a little bit echoey, as if you're actually in a room. And of course, using the wired headset sometimes can be a little bit too loud, and you can also even pick up the sounds of the headset rubbing against your clothes. So I'm going to go ahead and stop this recording, and I'm going to come back to it and review all three cases, and we'll cover that in just a moment. I want to see if my suspicions hold up about the different sound qualities you can achieve with the iPad.